a shock in Egypt. Former President Mohamed Morsi was on trial in a Cairo courtroom today when he suddenly collapsed. A short while later, this announcement came on state TV.
توفي اليوم محمد مرسي العياط أثناء حضور جلسة محاكمة في قضية التخابر.
Morsi was dead. He was 67. Morsi was the only freely elected president that Egypt has ever known. He won the elections that followed the pro-democracy protests there in 2011, a highlight of the Arab Spring. But Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood party proved divisive once in power. And in July 2013, the Egyptian army staged a coup, ousting Morsi and killing hundreds of his supporters. Morsi has been in jail ever since. Magdi Abdelhadi is an Egyptian-born analyst. We reached him in London today. Magdi, what's your reaction to Morsi's death?
Well, the dramatic manner in which it happened is perhaps the most remarkable thing about it. But as far as political consequences are concerned, hardly any. The Muslim Brotherhood as an organization is more or less crushed inside Egypt, even though it might still have some support within the general public. Tragic for his family, of course.
What about Morsi's political role in Egypt? Can you give us a sort of bullet point list of Morsi's role in Egyptian politics?
I interviewed President Morsi when he was a member of parliament for the Muslim Brotherhood back then in the early 2000s. He's of course, like many of their members, senior members, they're academic, they're professors, they're doctors, they're engineers, who believe firmly in an idea that Islam somehow miraculously can solve all Egypt's problems. And when the uprising happened and toppled Mubarak, he was one of a group, actually, who were in jail, and there was a jailbreak out, and they were free. And they eventually created a political party to contest elections. And
this was all in the heyday of the Arab Spring.
Of course. Now, part of the problem, of course, that the people who started the Arab Spring were not Islamists. They were young secular professionals. The Muslim Brotherhood was reluctant to join them. But after the initial success of the protest movement on the streets, the Muslim Brotherhood, to many people's understanding, including myself, opportunistically seized the opportunity. And they were the only people who had an organization who knew how to run elections. And they won parliamentary elections, and subsequently they even won the presidential election. But as I said, they quickly alienated many of the people who supported them reluctantly, even though they were not themselves Islamists, by trying to grab as much power as possible. Many realized that the Muslim Brotherhood are not going to turn Egypt into democracy, but another authoritarian regime with an Islamic tag.
And then there's the coup on July 3rd, 2013, and he is out. And basically, Morsi was in prison for the last 6 years under pretty brutal conditions, really.
I lost count, actually, of the number of court cases in which he was found guilty and he appealed. He got death sentence, and that was rejected by a higher court. And this was a retrial, actually, where things he was being retried on, I think, and jailbreak out and espionage and many other similar charges. I think that what this particular tragic development today will once again refocus the light on the jail conditions, which has been highlighted repeatedly by human rights organizations. Terrible embarrassment for the Egyptian government, which insists that the conditions are good. But sadly for anybody who cares about human rights and democracy, the world is just simply too busy. I think Egypt, by all accounts now, is a dictatorship. Sadly, for the Egyptians, of course.
Magdi, what is Morsi's legacy, in your opinion? I mean, how will Egyptians remember him?
His supporters, of course, regarded him as a new caliph, and he was sort of a godsend, the man who would lead Egypt into a bright future. Some of them continue to entertain these kind of mythological accounts of what he could have achieved. But in reality, he will be remembered as the victim of various power struggles within the Muslim Brotherhood itself, and he has achieved very little.
Magdi Abdelhadi is an Egyptian-born analyst. He's typically in Cairo, but today he's speaking to us from London. Thanks a lot, Magdi.
Pleasure.